On January 1st, 1935, Americans were dealing with some big issues. The Great Depression had crippled the economy, and the Dust Bowl had scoured the land. But down in New Orleans, the mood is celebratory. Football players are getting ready to meet each other at the inaugural Sugar Bowl. With more than 80 years of memories to draw from, this illustrious game could be remembered by anyone. But on this edition of NOLA Life Stories, we turn to a group of experts who followed the game closely. Sports writers, reporters, and commentators, including the late Jerry Romig.
Here is a panoramic view of Mammoth Tulane Sugar Bowl Stadium, with its capacity audience of 82,000 fans, as they await the start of the brilliant and colorful pageantry.
The Sugar Bowl was quite successful. There were very few seats ever available. There were sellout games generally every year at the old Tulane Stadium.
The University of Nebraska marching band, 160 strong and under the direction of Donald A. Lentz, offer their version of Dixieland jazz as they perform to the delight of the spectators.
When you look back on what the Sugar Bowl did, it helped the city get the New Orleans Saints many years later, because when the NFL was thinking of coming to New Orleans, it had already made 80,000-seat stadium, Tulane Stadium. The reason the game was devised way back in the 30s was to stimulate tourism at a time when it was a dull period. People would stay home, but the Sugar Bowl brought crowds to the city, not only crowds for the competing teams, but crowds, people who loved football.
Well, Gina, every year the Sugar Bowl brings thousands of people to town with money to spend at the height of a busy tourism season, and tourism experts expect there will be more than $100 million coming to town with Sugar Bowl activities.
The Sugar Bowl has been lucky when you think about it. Fred Digby, who founded the Sugar Bowl, was the driving force behind the Sugar Bowl, ran it for 25 years. He died just before the 25th game. From that point until 1972, the Sugar Bowl didn't have anybody directing it. And then they realized somewhere along the line, we're losing a little something, which is how Joe got in, Joe Katz, just out the street. You go, boy, what a heck of a guy that is. The Sugar Bowl wasn't in the Superdome when he got here. He's the one who got us into here. And I think he was a great ambassador for the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans.
This year, the Louisiana Superdome is the new home of the Sugar Bowl for the 42nd Sugar Bowl Classic, matching the University of Alabama of the Southeastern Conference and Penn State University, the pride of the East.
I mean, I talked to, well, not only writers, but players who have been here. They love getting the Sugar Bowl invitation because it means coming to the city. And the teams have a blast. They stay close to the French Quarter. Everything is compact. The coaches like it, the players like it, and the fans like it.
And as the rays of the setting sun tint the mammoth structure, ticket stubs are carefully clipped as the vanguard of the 75,212 spectators file through the turnstiles, eager to get an inside view of Louisiana's new sports palace.
The Sugar Bowl. They've had some great games over the years, great games. Johnny Vaught brought Ole Miss here several times. Herschel Walker played here 3 years in a row. He was a Heisman Trophy winner. Boston College came in and upset Tennessee. Texas A&M came.
Now it's Andrus handing off to Geis up the middle for four and a first down.
We have an SEC team every year. That's why we see LSU so often and Alabama so often. The visiting teams that we always liked, Big Ten teams, always good, always play well, draw well. They always sell out all of their tickets. You worry about West Coast teams because you worry how well they're going to travel.
To the Bama Five, Nathan.
Being a part of that process was just great. You know, visiting with teams and gentlemen, this is Jerry Romig from the Sugar Bowl. He's got something to say to you. We want you to come to New Orleans. And it was a fantastic response.
The Sugar Bowl, the city of New Orleans, and the state of Louisiana were proud to be your host during your stay in our community and cordially invite you to visit us again next year when another super attraction will be staged by the Sugar Bowl in the Louisiana Superdome.